Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 3 Fatal Founder Risks Could Kill Your Dreams. Now let's get started with today's show. Everyone thinks being a founder is the riskiest career move possible. But what if I told you that staying in your corporate job is actually riskier? Today, we're flipping the script on entrepreneurial risk. Here's what nobody talks about. The corporate safety net is disappearing. Job security is a myth. Layoffs hit 40% of Fortune 500 companies last year alone. Your income depends on one decision maker who doesn't know your name, your story, or your potential. Benefits are shrinking, pensions are disappearing, and while your responsibilities increase, your skills are getting narrower. You're building someone else's wealth while boxing yourself into expertise that only serves their vision. But here's where it gets interesting. Founders actually diversify their risk. Instead of one paycheck, they create multiple revenue streams. Instead of hoping someone else makes good decisions, they control their income and business direction. Every challenge builds transferable skills. Every relationship compounds into network effects that create future opportunities. Let me share Sarah's story. She worked 8 years at a marketing agency, considered herself indispensable. The company sold overnight, and her entire department was eliminated. But here's the twist. Within 2 weeks, she started freelance consulting with her existing clients. Today, she earns 3 times more with multiple clients and says she'll never return to the false security of employment. So what's the real math on founder risk? The traditional view says founders risk everything for uncertain returns. But corporate employees risk everything for someone else's vision. When founders fail, they learn faster, build stronger networks, and become more valuable. The biggest risk isn't starting something new. It's staying where your growth has stopped. Start reducing your real risk today. Build one small income stream outside your job. Consulting, freelancing, or a side business. Give yourself options before you need them. Because the question isn't whether it's risky to be a founder. The question is whether you can afford not to be one. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.